I think the greatest obstacle for me becoming a poet was a lack of confidence, coupled with an absence of community. In my early 20s, I published the first two poems I sent out in a small New England journal called Penumbra. And even though I continued to write, I didn't submit or publish another poem for nearly 20 years. In my 20s and 30s, I was very involved as a performer in the richly collaborative dance world here in New York. Most of my friends in those years were visual and performing artists. I didn't know a single poet. Traditionally, there has always been a great deal of cross-pollination in movement, music, text, and the visual arts, particularly in the 80s and 90s. Ironically, even though I lived in the village, in a city full of poets and poetry, I felt isolated, a member of the audience in the margins of that world rather than a participant practitioner. It took graduate school with exceptional teachers and peers for me to find the confidence and context I needed to put poetry first and to try and make something more of it.